This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
According to Lieutenant Michael Webb with the Kentucky State Police, this strikes to the heart of Kentucky. We know from the governor that two people have died. One person succumbed to injuries here at the scene. One was transferred to the hospital where he later died of his injuries. There is some dispute about the number of people who were injured. The governor and the officials said here at the school board the number of people who were injured was 19, 14 injured by gunshot wounds, others who were injured in the panic subsequent to the shootings. The Associated Press is now saying that some 17 people were injured. We're looking for clarity on that number. We do know that the suspected shooter is 15 years old. He had a handgun. The motive for the shooting is unknown. However, state police say even in a small town like this, the students were prepared for a mass shooting.
The students at that school did exactly as they were trained. The Kentucky State Police has been in this area recently teaching students and faculty how to respond to an active shooter situation, and everybody in that high school reacted appropriately.
Now, in that high school, there's an atrium adjacent to the cafeteria where students generally gather before the first bell. According to the timing of when the calls came in, it sounds like the shooting occurred just before that first bell. And according to some people who were inside of the school, third-party information anyway, that atrium area, that area where the students gather, is where the shots first rang out. Now, Governor Matt Bevin said today that this is a wound that will not heal for some time. And, in fact, he said for some people, it will never heal.
Coming back once again, as you read more about what happened there, the school shooting, according to a USA Today report, there in Kentucky's Marshall County on Tuesday, took Christina Hadley Elligood's breath away. She's 20 years, and 1 month ago, her younger sister, Nicole, was one of three students killed at Heath High School in Paducah, Kentucky, when 14-year-old Michael Carneal opened fire on students standing in a prayer circle. So here it is at 36. Elligood is going, I just can't believe this is happening to our small community once again. She helped raise money to erect a memorial to the Heath victims last month and said she has reached out to those responding to Tuesday's shooting to offer her help. On December the 1st, 1997, Carmel wrapped a shotgun and a rifle in a blanket and took them to school, passing them off as an art project. He also carried a loaded pistol in his backpack, if you can imagine. When he arrived, he inserted earplugs, took the pistol from his bag, firing into the prayer group. This is a sad report, and our hearts are with the family members. Those shooting victims and the family members, the survivors, it is quite a traumatic experience. And I was not aware, I mean, that was news to me, in realizing that in that area, 20 years ago, and for this this woman, for Christina, losing a sister back then was unbelievable. And here it is 20 years and a month later. We are deja vu again, sadly, there in Paducah, in Kentucky, in Marshall County. Unbelievable. We've got a lot more to discuss. I'm glad you're here with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. This hour, we're going to be coming up next. John Braddock joins us. A Spy's Guide to Thinking and A Spy's Guide to Strategy. And you go, okay, why thinking and strategy? Well, you'd be surprised what you can learn from a case officer with the CIA who developed, recruited, and handled sources on weapons proliferation, counterterrorism, and political military issues as well. We've got a tax expert who's going to join us, and also You Need a Budget. I'm telling you, Jesse Meacham is going to join us. His new book, his founding of YNAB, has developed some great strategies, and he's going to share those with us, too. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And it's after the top of the hour. Our stocks continue to surge. Can you believe this? Boy, your 401k is looking real good, and coming soon. We're, what, about a week away or so, and you see your February 1st paycheck, and we'll see if the Jobs Act and Tax Reform Act that was passed by Congress here last month, if it is all that it was intended to be, and you actually see a greater bottom line on your paycheck. John Braddock joins us now. He was a case officer at the CIA, developed, recruited, and handled sources on weapons proliferation, counterterrorism, and political military issues, as I said before. He's a former university research fellow, now consults on interesting problems, and I know that sounds interesting in and of itself. Consults on interesting problems. They're unstructured problems, really. Problems that are hard to define, that's what makes them interesting. Problems where people and resources are at risk, but you don't know where to start. Kind of sounds where the CIA and FBI might be right now, John. Maybe we need you in the middle of this to make sense out of the wackiness that's coming out of our intelligence community.
Yeah, you know, Bill, there's a lot of wackiness, isn't there? There needs to be more structure,
right,
in how they operate, for sure. And the American people need to understand what's going on behind the scenes.
Well, when you abandon sound and true principles, and this is what seems to be the case here with the FBI and CIA, is that tried and true principles that have developed this time-honored institution has been compromised, and that seems to be the order of the day within, whether it's the culture or other institutions that we've been dealing with, is you get back to the rule of law, regulations, principles that have been time-honored and proven, and somehow you get brainiacs who say, oh no, I got a better way. So based on their theory and an echo chamber of participants, they basically, unhinge themselves and the institution of which they're, you know, a proud member.
Well, there's a lot of patriots in the intelligence community and the FBI and everywhere else. It's often just a few who decide that they want to put aside what is an important and essential institution for the protection of our republic.
What makes it so dangerous, John, though, I think you would admit, we always heard the old story that, all it takes is a few apples to spoil the bunch. But when the apples are at the very top, that is really tough. And this is what seems to be coming out. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm misevaluating this. But on the surface, on the face of it all, we've got a lot more questions than answers these days. And that's what makes people crazy, because like I say all the time here on the show is, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and that's when we can really get crazy, because everybody's opinion has some level of validity.
Yeah, and it's really important that the role of Congress is held up the oversight role, that they are able to access those facts so that it's not opinion and those facts. The facts are revealed to the American people. That's how you ensure, number one, we get the truth. Number two, that this doesn't happen again. Bring it all into the disinfectant of sunlight.
Exactly. Well, John, we appreciate you coming on. I want to talk about your two books, A Spy's Guide to Thinking and A Spy's Guide to Strategy, one before the other, kind of a 1-2 punch that could be life-changing for our listeners. What motivated you to write these books?
Well, I left the spy world some years ago and transitioned to consulting in the corporate world. And, you know, you would think that these worlds are very different, but there are similar structures in how people work with data, how they do analysis, how they make decisions and then take action. Mm-hmm. And that's the framework that we explore in A Spy's Guide to Thinking. Mm-hmm. We start with the decision making, which is the important thing, and intelligence gathering, of course, is that you are collecting data and you're feeding it to the analysts who then, in turn, inform the decisions of the decision makers so that the right action can be taken. And of course, that same pattern holds in the corporate world.
Mm-hmm.
In the corporate world, you spend a lot of money on getting the right data. But as I found out when I do this work with executives, the data that's collected isn't often put through the right analytics process and doesn't answer the questions that the executives are at.
Right. Well, sometimes with data, data is neutral, right? And once it becomes prejudicial, then you got problems because then you start trying to support some preconceived conclusion as opposed to allowing the data to reveal what the questions and answers should be, don't you?
That's very true. It's very true. You have to have reliable data. You have to have true data. You have to have the right data. But it actually starts at the third step with the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the decision makers, whether you're in government or you're in the corporate world, are thinking forward to the last step. And so I use an acronym for this, DADA. Data feeds into analysis, which feeds into a decision, which then leads to an action.
Mm-hmm.
Decision makers are thinking forward to what actions are possible, and they're looking for the right data to help them make that decision. So when you're in the intelligence world, you're constantly asking policymakers about what they're planning for the future,
mm-hmm.
what they think is going to happen, what the decisions they're trying to make. So if you're talking to a general, you say, okay, what conflicts do you think are coming down the pike? He says, well, this particular border looks like it could get hot at any time. Can you give me intelligence on the troop strength on either side, the tank technology, what the political strategies are on either side? And then you go out and you collect that data. Because the problem is there's an enormous amount of data in the world.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's, you know, even though we have all this computing power, we're still not capturing all the data in the world.
Right.
And how do you sift through that? How do you make sure that the data you're collecting fits the decision maker's decision? That's the key question of intelligence. And when you're putting your life at risk, you're putting other people's lives at risk, you want to make sure the data you collect is going to be used in a decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you qualify that and avoid information overload? As you say, you can go out there and collect data and you can overwhelm the system. So somebody has to be there to qualify the data and to make sure it's going in the right channels so that it gives us what it is that we need to make the right decision, right?
Exactly. And that's the analytic step.
Mm-hmm.
That's the connection from the data to the decision maker. You have
mm-hmm.
to have a good model. You have to have good analysts who understand both the data and the decision makers, that they can filter down and get the right package of information for the decision maker to make that decision. So the analytic process is extremely important, and that's what, you know, that's that's also the most vulnerable piece to politicization.
Exactly.
That's
well,
where...
John, we got to go to break, and we're going to stop it there, and we'll pick it up and then let you finish up the last DNA as we talk about your two books, A Spy's Guide to Thinking and A Spy's Guide to Strategy.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Sometimes you kind of feel like you're getting worked, huh? Kind of like my old drill instructor used to say. I bet you feel like an ant sometimes, and you're in a jar and somebody's playing with you. And for those of us who've gone through that kind of training, you understand what I'm talking about. We're conversing with best-selling author John Braddock, who was a case officer at the CIA, developed, recruited, and handled sources on weapons, proliferation, counterterrorism, political, military issues. A former university fellow, he now helps people and organizations sharpen their thinking about their strategy, their customers, and their competition. We're talking about his two books, A Spy's Guide to Thinking, A Spy's Guide to Strategy. Imagine having the eyes like a spy and understanding of a spy. These are things that he learned as a CIA operative, and he's passing on these tools because there's relevance not only at the corporate level, but in life in general. I mean, you imagine just even reading a daily newspaper or social media, television that you watch. If you had a better understanding, if your thought process were keener, then you would understand how you're being worked and influenced. And, John, propaganda is propaganda. It has evolved, certainly, from the time when you and I were kids growing up and we heard about Russian propaganda. But it has definitely advanced over the years, hasn't it?
It certainly has, and it's a tool of strategy, and when you see it, it actually gives you a clue to the other side's strategy.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is all strategy starts at the end. A well-formed strategy starts at the end with an end game.
Mm-hmm.
In the end game, you're trying to put together what's called a positive-sum game, a win-win game, where your side has the people, the places, and the things that you need to survive, that you need to thrive, that you need to be successful. And then strategy is about how you get to that end game.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, I lay out a very simple structure where in order to get to that positive-sum end game, most people play what's called a zero-sum game, where it's a win-lose game. You can only win with the other side loses and vice versa, and what you're trying to do is you're trying to win those people, places, or things that will make your end game successful.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, I talk about Bin Laden's strategy and how what he did on 9/11 was actually a tool for him to get to that end game.
Mm-hmm.
That he had imagined, the caliphate that he wanted in the Middle East. And that's why he attacked us on 9/11.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about, and that bears a lot of interest, and I want to get into that a little bit more. But also, I want to talk about the end game on this whole Russian collusion. How do you see this playing out? What was Putin's end game on this? Because some of it, I look at it and I think, well, was he just trying to amuse himself and just kind of poke the bear, so to speak, and taunt America? Or, what is this precise endgame with this alleged collusion or the perception that they colluded? Because I think a lot of what's being said here is more imagination than fact. What do you say?
There's certainly a lot of imagination and a lot of perception, a lot of misperception that are happening about the Russian strategy. But just to back up to the American strategy, the American strategy since World War II has been to create what I call in the book a Pax Americana. Other people have used that term as well,
mm-hmm.
where the world is really run according to American values. If you're a Russian and you have a different set of values, you have a different set of ideals, or you have different things you need, you're going to be in conflict with that Pax Americana.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you can do to push that Pax Americana back, you're going to do. And one thing that every strategist will tell you is that the best way to win a war before it starts is to undermine the other side's alliance.
Mm-hmm.
So if you weaken the other side's alliance, you're going to be much stronger when it comes.
Well, and this is to your point, this is what's happening. I mean, the thing is amazing. You would think that the alliances of America were quite compromised under the previous administration. Did Putin and the Russians play a too aggressive card here in this 2016 election?
You know, that remains to be seen. There is so much misinformation on both sides about what's happened and what's even happening now with social media, and whether the $100,000 ad buy really could have the effect that some people think it has.
I'm an ad guy. Okay, I'm a marketing guy. I've been there most of my life. $100,000 in this nation is nothing. That's a pebble in even a small. It's very, very little, and I don't care how strategic you want to be with that, and even the message from a standpoint, because this is, I think, the advantage that Trump had, and we understand that who are in marketing, is the message carries the day. It's about the message. If you don't have the right message, it doesn't matter how much money you spend. And case in point perfectly was the comparative dollars that were spent by Donald Trump versus the money that was spent by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Her message was very weak, and she spent, almost $1 billion, or some say estimate over $1 billion, for a message that was not resonating. It didn't matter how often they hear it, the people weren't buying it.
Exactly. You know, I actually wrote a blog post on that about a year ago, mm-hmm. on what does money buy in politics exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, you know, it buys advertising, but what you really want to buy is influence. You want to buy a way for that message to impact the mm-hmm. voters.
Right.
If you can get that message across in a different way besides buying advertising, you're going to do it. So, and that's, of course, what Trump is, I don't think it's too far to say a master at mm-hmm. doing.
Right.
Is getting those sound bites to become slogans that other people repeat.
Well, John, you put in good perspective here the conflict, the dynamic tension between PAC Americana and, of course, Russia. Of course, with Russia, you've got to put Syria in that bailiwick, principles in the Middle East, Iran. North Korea, certainly, they're galled when their people want to leave their country and are drawn to the magnet of American liberty.
Mm, absolutely. You know, the North Korea issue is an interesting problem because it's actually a throwback problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have more parallels to the North Korea issue back in the Middle Ages than you do now. Because the main concern, the end game for not just Kim Jong-un, but his whole family, is to continue a dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not calling it that anymore. We're calling it a dictatorship, but in the Middle Ages, you had the very same thing, where the main problem for the guy in charge today is to ensure his children are in charge tomorrow.
Exactly.
And that's what the North Korea issue is really all about. That's why he wants nuclear weapons, is as a deterrent. So he solves that problem for his family forever. If he's got a nuclear deterrent, nobody will ever attack him. And that's how he's thinking about this. And that's the problem of the North Korea issue right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had other throwbacks, whether it was in Libya, other areas of the Middle East where they were scampering for proliferation, and they weren't able to arrive there. Doesn't mean that they're not going to keep pushing along, especially, and I imagine you're looking closely at what's going on with Iran. I think it's delusional to think they're not going to be nuclear, don't you think?
Well, it's the same objective as North Korea. It's the Pax Americana is spreading. People, when they're given the choice, always choose liberty over anything else.
Sure.
Over a theocracy like Iran, over a dictatorship like North Korea, and the people in charge know that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know that your people will always do something other than you, you need some way of ensuring that you.
Exactly. Well, John, hey, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. Best-selling author John Braddock on Bill Martinez Live.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. You got faith. He's a pain taker. If you feel alone, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, a savior, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
We don't see color here. Freedom, we just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
He's a savior. You got chains. Oh, he's a chain breaker.
America, it's always great to have you along with us as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to talk small business. You know, that's one of my favorite topics, especially in this era of Trump and what has been happening, I think, quite excitingly with our economy, that you've got people dreaming again, people that have otherwise had decided to delay their dreams, set them on the shelf for a while, and they're coming down in record.
record numbers. There's more than 28 million small businesses in the United States. New sharing economy opportunities like Airbnb and Uber and even self-employment gigs let people become their own boss. Some side hustlers or gig economy workers may not realize that they are small business owners. Now, while owning a small business offers many positives, like freedom from having a boss and the ability to set your own schedule, there are unintended tax consequences, yes, with small business taxes. One of them is being at a higher risk for IRS audits and notices. Now, Block Advisors enrolled agent Catherine Versi is with us to share tax tips and year-round solutions for taxpayers. Catherine, great to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Boy, I'll tell you, the timing of your advice right now, especially with a lot of small businesses coming online, this sometimes is very overlooked when it comes to tax preparation.
It's true. The best way for small businesses to be prepared is to have had taxes withheld during the year. It's something different than being an employee, because as an employee, your employer had those taxes withheld, and they need to be doing estimated payments. They also have the additional responsibility of that self-employment tax. That's the Social Security and Medicare tax of 15.3%.
Right. Well, you bring up a good point here, Catherine, and that is when you do decide to open up your own business, it's a different paradigm that you're working with. You know, where before your boss always took care of that, now you are the boss. That means you have to take care of this. And as we know, a lot of new businesses in the first 5 years end up not making it beyond 5 years. And some of the challenges that they have has to do with how they manage budgets and how they manage their income, and this is a challenge. So you've got to plan to do this right so you don't get a surprise, and then worse yet, that you're having to deal with an IRS audit.
You're absolutely right, and just because you're a small business owner doesn't mean you're an expert in money and money management and that planning. Most people need a partner to do that with.
Exactly. And you bring up a good point here, Catherine. That is that, I'll tell you, with partners and good counsel, this gives you an upper hand. And it's important. You're not expected as a new business owner, as a small business owner, to know everything. Sometimes we may, out of ego and just lack of education and understanding, perhaps, and ignorance, we make the mistakes that others before us have made. But, you know, we should learn from the mistakes of others, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And as an enrolled agent, I've been to several audits, and I can speak to what the challenges are for small businesses.
Yeah, it's kind of tough when you go, and I've been through a couple of audits myself, and it's interesting to observe people coming in with shoeboxes of receipts. That's always fun, right?
Yeah, that's fun. And we recently added tax resolution services. So if you know anyone that has an envelope full of IRS letters and they don't know who to turn to, they can always contact me.
Without a doubt. So let's talk about location of your home office, why it matters on your tax return.
So a home office doesn't have to be four walls in your house. It has to be the space in your home where you conduct your business. The tricky part is you can only conduct your business in that space. So if you're used to sitting on the couch with your laptop watching TV, answering emails, then you don't have a home office. And if that space on the other side of the house where the computer is in is also the place where your kids are playing computer games on the computer and your spouse is doing online shopping, then that's also not a home office.
Interesting. So what advice are you giving small business owners or taxpayers heading into this filing season?
Well, heading into the filing season, it's going to feel the same. It's going to feel familiar. You'll gather up your documents. You'll be asking yourself what credits and deductions you're entitled to. But up until this point, we thought we were living in a normal world, and now we realize we've been living in a snow globe. The new tax law has shaken up this snow globe, and the landscape has changed, which is why I really recommend small businesses have a partner in navigating all this.
Now, the new tax reform... But the tax reform code, for the most part, doesn't take place until next year, right? Or how much of this year's reporting is it going to have an impact on?
Yes, you won't feel the effects of it until you file in 2019.
Mm-hmm. So, but estimates will change, right?
Estimates will change. The withholding tables have changed. That's why it's so tricky. I know we're talking about small businesses, but employees, too, their employers are now going to be using a different withholding table. So I recommend that everybody, not just small businesses, but everybody check their pay stubs in March, April, and make sure that their employer understood those withholding tables and had enough taxes withheld.
Well, Catherine, aren't we expected to get some big breaks starting February 1? You say March, but shouldn't our pay stub in February indicate better paycheck?
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm taking my paycheck in February for that tax cut. But I want to see my old pay stub that was based on the old withholding tables.
Yes.
But I also want to see my new pay stub, which will be in March with the new withholding tables. And then I have to do some math.
Well, and all these businesses giving extra bonuses. I think we have over 160 businesses, bonuses, rate, pay raises, all this good stuff. Some great news around the country. People are checking their paychecks going, okay, where's my bonus, you know? And then they go, oh, that's right, I am the boss. So,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it is an exciting time.
It is a good time. And for me, I got to tell you, Catherine, as I said earlier, I am bullish on small business. It is the backbone of our country. When you think of all the, you know, what it represents, it is an incredible engine. And I think that right now the environment is such that we're going to have a lot of entrepreneurs coming into play here. And I think that's an exciting time for our country and for them individually and their families. Although it can be, you know, a little scary all of a sudden. It's one thing to move from being an employee to a boss. And just as you pointed out earlier, all the responsibilities that go with it. There's a lot of fun ahead and a lot of challenges and great opportunity in opening up your own company.
I agree. And that 20% tax cut for small businesses is really going to encourage people that have been on the fence up until this point, helping them take that plunge into entrepreneurship.
Well, Catherine, one final question. I've taken a lot of your time, and I appreciate the great advice that you've been sharing with us. Where can taxpayers with layered tax situations go to find more information?
They can go to their local Block Advisors office. We're open year-round, or blockadvisors.com.
Block Advisor enrolled agent Catherine Barrasi has been with us. Catherine, great stuff. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Have a great day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guarantee quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow. Perhaps where you live, rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Hey, we're going to talk finances, talk money. And you may have come to a conclusion as your New Year's resolution that you need a budget. And the title of this next author, this next author's book, is exactly that. You need a budget, and how about a proven system for breaking the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle, getting out of debt, and living in the life you want. After all, that's what you deserve. Jesse Meacham joins us right now. Jesse, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. You are the founder of YNAB, YNAB, and the award-winning personal finance platform. Why is your platform so popular?
We get people to change their behavior at the end of the day. So yeah. We get people that, you know, they're starting out, whether they're making a lot or a little, but they're gaining control of their money and they're feeling a little bit of peace. And,
right.
So that kind of spreads through word of mouth.
Well, as you say, for many of us, money equals stress. And, you know, should we spend it? How should we spend it? Can we really afford to spend it? All these questions are the little stress daggers that just pulverize our psychology every day. And especially, you know, this time of year, because we started out the year and said, okay, I'm going to do a better job financially and do some changes in my life. But if you don't do it with some intentionality, then you end up just going in circles, and then next year you're back where you began, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's what's even more unfortunate is you can be worse off than where you began if you aren't careful. I mean,
right.
With the availability of credit and things, people can actually kind of, you know, get themselves into even more of a pickle. So I like what you said about the stress daggers. We want to try and eliminate those and and be more intentional with our money. That is the key.
Well, Jesse, you know, I think that with what's happening with the economy right now, it's really encouraging, but it could lull people into some mistakes along the way, because they're seeing, you know, what's happening with the stock market. All this stuff's looking good. Unemployment all-time low. It's looking bright. But it's almost like if we're not prepared for a good economy when it takes a turn, because it will, to your point, this is when you find yourself worse off than when you started.
Yes, absolutely. The key, and it's age old, but we really have to learn to live within our means. We have to be able to say, you know, I make $40,000 and I live on 36, or I make 400 and I live on 360, whatever that looks to be. From when we're very, very young, that needs to be instilled in us, that we can just need to live below that and be always setting aside some for the future. And it's not about deprivation. It's about deciding what you want your money to do, how that money can help you live the life you want, and just really assigning, you know, dollars to specific jobs where they're saying, hey, you're for my retirement. You're to set up my future self, and you're going to pay off some debt for me. And we start to direct our dollars instead of just reactively, you know, responding to any smart ad that might be thrown in our face or any crisis that may come up.
Well, and that's exactly what happens, Jesse, that we get in a reactive mode, and this is how we find ourselves in this situation. I thought it was pretty pathetic last year when the figure came out that, you know, near half of the country was living paycheck to paycheck, and to the point that if one of those paychecks, if that paycheck didn't come in, it was going to be a disaster. And, and I don't know that we're much better today, even after a year of the Donald Trump administration. But again, this is one of the things that I'm seeing, and maybe you're seeing the same thing, is that even though we might be entering into a period of prosperity, we really need to be intentional. And as you say, yes, with that extra income that comes, I mean, you know, February 1, we're told that we're going to see more money in our paychecks. Some have already seen more money with bonuses and increased pay. Because we have, what, over, well, close to 200 companies now that have responded, much to the surprise that some said that they were going to put it all in their pocket. You know, these are people that really don't understand business, that because at the very heart of any kind of entrepreneur is that idea that the business has to survive. And so they're very much oriented to surviving. And at the very heart of surviving is taking care of their employees, not necessarily putting money in their pocket. Right?
Yeah, you can get away with that for a little bit, then you find your employees all walked away. Yeah, absolutely.
So we've already seen, like I said, 200 companies offering thousands of dollars in bonuses, increase hourly wages and that without the, heavy pressure or the regulated hand of the government. They're doing it because it's the right thing to do. So all that said is what are you going to do with that windfall that has now come into the household?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think people need to even back up further than that. We end up getting windfalls. People don't realize this. They feel like they're always living hand to mouth, but statistically, most people experience 3 windfalls per year. They'll get usually a tax refund. It depends on how things go there. They'll also usually get an extra paycheck or two throughout the year. And these windfalls end up being their kind of get me back to treading water moment. So they're kind of sinking and sinking, barely keeping their head above water, and then they get this windfall. They get their head back up completely out of water. The stress abates for a moment, and they go back on the cycle of just kind of having, you know, being reactive and slowly inching their credit card debt back up and kind of incurring these obligations. So what we want to have people do, even back before the increased take-home pay that hopefully happens for many, many people, we want to have people look at what they have on hand right now and just ask yourself one question that will start to get rid of the stress. What does this money that I have on hand only right now, what does it need to do before I'm paid again? And answer yourself that question. Just use a pencil and paper. And then when new money comes in, ask yourself the same question again. Okay, now what does this money need to do before I'm paid again? And suddenly you're being proactive, you're planning instead of reacting and just responding to crises. And it really is empowering. It really helps people get rid of the stress and get their, you know, get their feet underneath them and start planning for the future.
Exactly. Well, in You Need a Budget, you write, it's built on 4 simple rules that will revolutionize the way you think about and manage money. And you already mentioned one. You say give every dollar a job, right?
Yes, absolutely. Every dollar needs to be assigned so that you have this. What we've lost is this idea that if I do this over here, I can't do this over there. And so when you're having every single dollar assigned, you're operating with a zero-based budget. And we've lost the feeling of scarcity that was maybe familiar to my grandparents, your grandparents, where if the money ran out, that meant it was out. But we, you know, for the last, I don't know, 40 years, with the advent of easy credit, and I'm no macroeconomic, you know, expert, so I'm not talking about it from a macro sense. I'm talking about it from a micro individual family sense.
Exactly. Right.
Families they've lost their ability to get comfortable with the idea that there is zero money because we've kind of obliterated that idea that we are out of money.
Right.
And I feel like with the budgeting, we can bring that back and we can start to see scarcity as a positive where you're saying, oh, I'm out of money. What can I do? I mean, scarcity, that feeling of being broke and having a child on the way, that was my feeling. And that inspired me to start my business 13, 14 years ago. If I would have thought I could have gotten out of that jam with just borrowing money, I never would have felt the desire or the creative energy or the will to start a business and try and solve my problem that way. So I feel like as we embrace scarcity, we can really recognize that we have a lot of creative power, we have a very strong will, and we can solve our problems without dipping back into the credit card coffers, so to speak. So I didn't speak to the rules, but that rule is so key that we get comfortable with zero money and with trade-offs.
Exactly. Well, you talk about speaking of embracing, also your true expenses. Break your larger periodic expenses into manageable monthly amounts, right?
That's exactly right. The best one to talk about right now, funny as it sounds, is Christmas. We should all be thinking about the holiday spending. And we just got through it. And let's think about it for 2018. How much do you want to spend? Let's say it's $1,200 for easy math. Divide up 1,200 by 12 months, you get $100 per month. That's kind of like a holiday bill.
Right.
And you just set aside $100 each month. Mm-hmm. And then when Christmas comes around, with December comes with all the increased expenses, then you're sitting pretty. You know, your future self will be set up to be able to handle the holidays with joy instead of with fear and trepidation.
Exactly.
So that rule really can help us set ourselves up to be able to not have so many emergencies strike. And as people start to follow that rule, just looking ahead, what things will come up? Are my tires going to need to be replaced? What about the roof of my house, the water heater? We just start looking ahead and saying, I'm going to start paying myself for those eventualities.
Exactly.
When we do that, ready for them, we don't go to the credit card. It's a great way to live.
Every dollar has a job. Well, number three in revolutionizing the way you think and manage your money is to roll with the punches. You say expect the unexpected, learn to tolerate necessary changes to your budget. So it's not all set in stone necessarily, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's much more like a coach managing a game, you know, where they've done lots of preparation. They have a plan. The team knows the plan. And then when the other opponents step on the court, they react and they say, okay, they're playing a little different than we thought, a little different than the film we've studied. So we'll adapt our plan accordingly. Budgets need to be the same way. You're making halftime adjustments constantly. As new information comes in, you're saying, oh, we didn't see that coming, so we'll change this a little bit. They should be a fluid thing that's enabling you to do what you want with your money, not something that's used to bludgeon yourself or maybe bludgeon your spouse with some kind of guilt.
Exactly.
Don't look quite the way you want.
Well, one final question here as we wrap this up. You talk about aging your money. Explain that to our audience really quick. We got about 60 seconds left.
Absolutely. It's just the concept. When you earn a dollar today and you spend that dollar tomorrow, we would say the age of that dollar is one day. And so we want to get you to a point where you're earning money today that you won't spend for about 30 days, where those dollars are 30 days old. There's a lot less stress in your life. You have a lot more breathing room to make good, sound decisions. And you don't just decide you're going to do that. But as you follow the first three rules, you'll get to a point where you're spending money that you earned at least 30 days ago. And it is a wonderful, wonderful place to be.
Well, Jesse, congratulations on the book. This is excellent. I think that, you know, a lot of parents are going to want to give it to their empty nested children as they're growing up to make sure they stay off the family payroll. But this is great. I mean, you guys have done a great job out of your experience in sharing this with us. You need a budget, the proven system for breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle, getting out of debt, and living the life you want. Jesse Meacham, where can people go for more information?
You know, it's the same title as the book, just youneedabudget.com. Come and take one of our free workshops and let us teach you how to change the way you think about your money.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good one.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is...